2.5 camel? No, 2 camel and 1 cadaver. Half cadaver. There is no half camel. There is a trick upon this, because we put aside the exception. We talk about Rumi. Rumi started his book with the exception. He said, and by living out the exception, I don't mean just saying it. You should full-heartedly believe in it. Remember? First paragraph, book one. Tarki istisna muradam ghislatist. As clear as that. Right? And it is very interesting, you will remember it. I don't know if this is the first experience for you or not, that leading, going towards the light. It should happen like this, to bring the feeling to it. Beginning of book two, what did he talk about? I reminded you last time and last time and last time, and you were here, and it didn't click. He started to talk about, let me tell you about Hikmat, the wisdom of this delaying Masnavi, because on the earth everything is supposed to have a limit, a mizan. And everything is given to you to the certain limit and all that to bring your attention to a point. Then he added, and there is an exception. There are these fellows, they are given something limitless, because the subject we are studying is limitless and accepts no room. We have talked about it one book. What is the rule of love? There is no. Is there a give and take in love? No. Is there an equality in love? No. Is there a democracy in love? No. These are out because rule is out. We are talking about exception. That exception, we interrupted ourselves in the middle of a paragraph because I told you that this is a very important declaration. It's a long paragraph talking about something very special. And in this paragraph he was saying, oh my brother, you are that thought. The rest of you is bone and truth. You are that one, not this. Your body is not you. Do you remember how many times I repeated this and I tried to insist that you have to have a clear line between the animal and the human. There is no mixture in between. Yes, this is the monkey, but I'm not this. That's the point to get. I'm not in this. You see, this is moving according to my will, and sometimes without my will. Yeah, when I'm sleeping, this moves. So what? If the movement exceeds from a certain point, I will awake. I will control it. I have this. I could drive this. This is something that at the beginning of book two, you should absorb to understand that I'm not the monkey. Because I am not the body. Here, loud and clear, you will declare, intend to your work, to your duties, to your stuff. Don't do the work of the strangers. Is it clear? Does it make sense? I say, do your own work. Don't attend to the work of a stranger. You know who the stranger is? Your body. That's the stranger. Rumi here will let you understand that in this way of seeing what we are looking at, that exception in the rule, because this will follow the rule of the monkeyness. But me as a driver, I'm different. And we have to know that fellow. If you don't understand that fellow inside, we don't get it, because you remember this book is not a theory. This is a practical way. Enlightenment is not theory. Enlightenment comes from practice, right? So practically, each of us should understand real me, which is not I, which is we. But in here, we should know it, right? This is the opening of that. He will declare some points. He was talking about something. He brought in some subjects. First of all, he said, hey, to understand yourself, come out of this. Come out completely. As long as a hair of yourself exists in that eye, you will not get it. Then second paragraph. Do you remember the second paragraph said, listen, I'm telling you, put aside the intelligence. That snake in you will do to you the same he did to your daddy in the heaven. Put aside the Satan of knowledge. Why? Because I know that Satan of knowledge is leading you somewhere. Do you remember that somewhere? He said, that silly will lead you to wish for some nonsense, to miss the point, because intelligence is always asking for something, right? So he will answer the Jesus the spell. He said, put that one aside. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you about the Sufi. A Sufi who will not going to attend to his donkey. He started it, and in that, he didn't attend to the story. He remained at the explanation what Sufism is. And remember, he said, it's not knowledge, it's not writing, it's not black and white. It is the brilliant heart. It's something else. That something else is visible to these special people, but to you is invisible. Why? Because you're always attending to past and the future. That's the nature of your brain. Why is that? Please have another sip. Why is it so? Why your intelligence is going back and forth? No. First of all, because your intelligence has no feeling. It has no hall. It has no moment. It's a calculator machine at the end of the day, isn't it? And you know that it counts. Literally counts. That's why if you repeat one number, you will remember it. Because your brain thinks that this is important, even if you're doing it as a joke. That's what the brain is. This was my opening gate to cybernetics. I learned how the brain works. And it was magic. How it works. You know a little bit. This one has no feeling in it. This one is calculation. And for finding the rules, it will go back. What happened? What happened? What happened repeatedly that the rule, it will happen again. Assumption is that. And is planning for the future. Future that doesn't belong to you. It's not your gift yet. Don't be the spoiler that had always received a gift and is waiting for another present. That's what you're doing, because tomorrow is another present, right? Now he's the prison, and you want another prison, and thinking about the other prisons. Don't be silly. You have these prisons, and this is where the feeling and passion is. But your intelligence goes back and forth. He said, whenever you get rid of those, then you will be correct. And he said, you know what? I'm talking, and you want to hear about Sufism again. You want to know the rules. It's not like that. Listen, because you want to hear the form and the surface and the surat of this story, we cannot communicate. This is Rumi, a couple of hundred years ago. He said, okay, good. We understand this. I'll go back to the story. The story is that the guy is insisting and asking a favor from someone named, what was the name of that someone? You were here last time. Khadim, the servant. You are asking for a service. Talking to the servant and receiving something from the servant was lahud, means there is no power except the power of God, or there is no center of attention or center to go around an axle except that. He said, he told all of that. Then he started to think with himself, what's happening to me? I trusted the guy. Maybe he did it, maybe he didn't. And after all that, which explained the position you are in, he came to the conclusion and said, the next day, the donkey could not walk. And this is quite obvious. If you don't take care of your donkey, it doesn't walk. This is your duty. And I stopped it. Because this is the moment that will explain to you at the same time that it's important that you attend to the donkey. But remember, you are not the donkey. Don't become the donkey. Attend to donkey. This is where we stopped. John, are you volunteering?
So long as you are giving your body greasy and sweet, you will...
No. Go back to 260, please.
He lays his head?
Know that the reward of the base is like that
servant. Okay. Know that the reward of the base is like that servant. Know that the regard of the base is like that servant. 'Tis better to have nobody than the flattery of nobodies. Do not make your home in men's land. Do your own work. Don't do the work of a stranger. Who is the stranger? Your earthen body, for the sake of which is your sorrow. So long as you are giving your body greasy and sweet, you will not see fatness in your essence. If the body be set in the midst of musk, on the day of death its stench will become manifest. Do not put musk on your body, rub it on your heart. What is musk? The holy name of the glorious. The hypocrite puts musk on his body and puts his spirit at the bottom of the ash pit. On his tongue, the name of God, and in his soul, stenches from his infidel thought. In relation to him, praise of God is the herbage of the ash pit. It is roses and lilies upon a dunghill.
Okay. What was that all about? This was right after the explanation that